Okay, today we're going to learn Parak Dal, Mishnah, Zayin, and Chesem. Once again, coming to you from JFK Airport as I wait to board my flight to Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem. So Mishnah Zayin is going to tell us about what happens to a dead brother's property when one of the brothers does Yibam or Chalitza with his Almana. HaCholitz Livimto. If someone does Chalitza with the Yavama, Harei Ukechon Menachel Menachela. So he's like any of the other brothers with regard to Yerusha. And therefore, if the brothers are Yarshining, which they are, because there are no children, obviously, so they all divided equally. The one that does Chalitza doesn't get any preferential treatment in terms of receiving Yerusha. He didn't end up with the woman, so he doesn't get the treatment, he doesn't get the Yerusha. If there's a father who's still alive, well, then the brothers aren't going to be the ones to get the property. It all goes to the father, because he's considered a closer relative than any of the brothers are. So if a guy dies without children, normally children would be the ones to receive the Yerusha, but next in line is the father, and next in line after that is the brothers. But HaKoneis HaSivimto, but if a person actually does Yibam, not just Chalitza, Zachah ben Chasim Shalachiv, then he gets the whole deceased brother's estate, the entire estate of the deceased brother, even if there's a closer relative, meaning even if the father is still alive. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben Kach u Ben Kach, Im Yeshamav Nechasim Shalav. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the father's a closer relative, and therefore the father gets Kedima in terms of receiving the Yerusha. So we learned a lot of times that when a guy gives Chalitza to his Yavama, he's now asur to all of her krovim, and she's asur to all of his krovim. So the Mishnah tells us which relatives are asur now. If someone does chalitza on his yavama, who asur b'krovaseha? He's not allowed to marry any of his yavama's relatives. V'hi asur b'krovav, and she's not allowed to marry any of his relatives. Who asur? So who's he not allowed to marry? The ima, her mother; uve emima, her mother's mother; uve emavia, her father's mother; uve bita, her daughter; uve basbita, and her daughter's daughter; uve basbina, and her son's daughter, and her sister, as long as the chalitza is still alive. But all the other brothers that never did the chalitza are allowed to marry all of these relatives of the girl, because they're not they never had any shaychus to this woman. They never did chalitza with the woman. These are not krovos of their chalitza. Vihi asura, she's not allowed to marry the relatives of the guy who did chalitza on her. Which relatives? Ba'aviv, his father; ba'aviv, his father's father; bibino, his son; ben beno, his son's son; ba'achiv, his brother; ben achiv, and his brother's son. Now the Mishnah tells us that what happens to the tsaros when chalitza is done? Mutar adam b'krovas tsaras chalitza. So, meaning if a man's brother was married to three wives. So Reuven dies and he had Mrs. Reuven number one, Mrs. Reuven number two, and Mrs. Reuven number three. And Shimon does chalitza on Mrs. Reuven number one. So well, Shimon's not allowed to marry the relatives of Mrs. Reuven number one, because that's when he did chalitza on, but he is allowed to marry the relatives of Mrs. Reuven number two and Mrs. Reuven number three. Va'asar b'tsaras krovas chalutzaso. But he's not allowed to marry the tsara of his chalutza's relative, meaning Mrs. Reuven number one's relative may have a tsara, may have a co-wife. He's not allowed to marry that co-wife that may present herself. Meaning if the chalutza's sister or another close relative married his brother and that brother then died, so the chalutza's sister is now facing a yibum situation to the guy who gave chalitza. He's not allowed to do yibum with the chalutza's sister or with her co-wife. So essentially, he did chalitza with Mrs. Reuven number one. Mrs. Reuven number one has a bunch of sisters, let's say, and let's say one of them was married to Levi, to another brother, and then Levi drops dead, so he's not allowed to do chalitza with Mrs. Reuven number one's relative who was married to Levi. Hope that's clear. Now the Mishnah talks about the halacha for a chalutza's relative who faces a case of yibum to a brother who already performed chalitza. Someone did chalitza v'nasa achiv esachosa, and his brother, right, in our case, Shimon did chalitza on Mrs. Reuven, and now Levi marries Mrs. Reuven's sister, Vemes, and then Levi dies. Chaletzes v'mesia Vemes. So so Shimon can only do chalitza on Mrs. Levi. He cannot do yibum on Mrs. Levi. Now this is different than when he divorced, when his divorced wife's relative faces him for yibum. V'cheina megarish es ishto. Someone divorces his wife, v'nasa achiv es achosa, and after he divorces his wife, his brother marries his ex-wife's sister, the mace, and then his brother dies. Harei zu patur min achlitza umin ayibim. Then you don't need chalitza or yibim, because that's achos ishto, even though she's not his wife anymore. But that's an iser d'oraisa, so they don't require yibim or chalitza. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we learned that if you do chalitza on the yivama, if you do chalitza, then you just receive Yerusha like any other brother. You don't get any preferential treatment. And if there's a father, he comes before you in receiving Yerusha. But if you do actual Yibum, Tanakama says the one who does Yibum gets the Yerusha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, not if there's a father. The father would still come first. We said that if someone does chalitza on his yevama, he's not allowed to marry her relatives, she's not allowed to marry his relatives. We defined which relatives that relates to, and then we said that a guy is allowed to marry the relative of tsaras chalutza, so the relative of the tsara of his chalutza, but he's asur to marry the tsara of the relative of his chalutza. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you do chalitza on yevama and then your brother marries her sister, and that brother dies, you can only do chalitza and not yibum. But if a man divorces his wife and then his brother marries her sister and then that brother dies, so you don't even require chalitza, no yibum, nothing, you're good to go. So Be'ez Hashem, next time, which will probably be in 30 seconds from now from the same airport terminal, we will learn Mishnah is Tess and Yud.